Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's find out what else is trending. What else people are talking about. We put 2 minutes on the clock. I read a headline, and Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Live music is better than sex.
Oh?
Yep. According to a new survey from Live Nation, they surveyed 40,000 people across 15 countries, and they asked them, what is your favorite form of entertainment? They had sports, streaming movies, going out to like dinner and things like that. And the number one thing was live music. And so then they're like, okay, what if we add like sex into the mix and see if it changes? 70% of people said they would still choose going to see their favorite artist, live music, and getting it on.
Well, I think it's interesting that Live Nation took this poll.
Right? Yeah. The concert people.
Apple is selling a new accessory called iPhone Pocket.
What is that?
It's you know, you never know what's going to go crazy and people are going to love, like the barista thing. But which is basically a knitted case for your iPhone. It's a strap that can be worn like a tote, but it's just like small enough for your iPhone. They think that people, guys or girls, would wear it, and it'd be simple and not like, it's like a mini purse, I guess, but more so like all you need is your phone. But sometimes things don't have, like pants don't have pockets, and it's annoying. They are running like $150 to $230.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But people are saying they kind of love this because there's so many things like dresses and pants that don't have pockets and they don't want to carry a big purse with them. Or guys in general, too, either. Don't want to carry the iPhone in the pocket.
So it's like
pocket.
A phone holster.
Yeah, a phone holster.
I guess.
A cool phone holster.
I can see this becoming a thing.
I know. It's the end of an era. The last ever U.S. penny was minted just the other day.
What?
Yeah, pennies
They're
are
done?
Done. Yeah. Where have you been? I think we talked
about
this.
Even I knew this piece of news. they're done?
They're still in circulation, but they're not making any more.
Last penny, Trump got rid of them because it takes about almost 3.5 cents to make one penny. So they stopped making them. They made the last penny actually in Philadelphia, and they will still go in circulation. There's millions still in circulation, but they're no longer going to be making
them
anymore.
Are they making everything else?
Eventually they're going to start rounding up, and they say it could be bad for businesses because it'll be like, instead of doing like 99 cents like for something, they're just like, well, we're just going to make it an extra dollar or go into the nearest five.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, glad to inform you.
Yeah.
So that everyone knew what was going to happen.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
When you got married, did you hand out like gift bags to your guests, or if you like a destination wedding, everyone who walked into their hotel room, did they get something special from you and your significant other? What was it? 855-444 Mega 855-444-6342. If you ever hit it out of like any cool party favors for any party, I think weddings are most commonly done because they are the attention to details there. Guests come from far to go there, so you want to make sure your guests spend a lot of money, get something in return, show them some love and appreciation. So that's the most likely. But any type of party favor that you felt like, man, this was awesome when I received this, what was it? 855-444-6342. AB, your best friend's getting married this weekend. Your maid of honor. You were helping her pack up the gift bags.
I've been helping her pack up these gift bags all freaking week. There's like 70 of them. Hers are really cute. She has like little his and hers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Candy dishes, and so like her favorite candy, his favorite candy, they have Twix and Reese's, and then his and hers favorite snacks. So they have Cheez-Its and popcorn and then like a little thank you note for everybody too.
Oh, I love that. That's brilliant.
Awesome. So cute. We did something similar actually when you said that. My wife and I, we got married in St. Lucia's destination wedding, like, you know, just under 40 guests. And everyone who walked into their hotel room, because my wife and I were 7 years long distance and had moved around the country a lot because of radio and things like that. Every guest got a gift that represented a part of the country that we had lived in. And so they got gooey butter cake from St. Louis. They got Coca-Cola from Atlanta. They got something for barbecue-ish for Memphis. So all these different places that we had lived around the country and helped shape who we were as people and as a couple, they got a gift to represent those people. And the map of travel is so important to our relationship.
You guys are talking about these gift bags. I'm like, this is great. I thought our gift bag was the open bar. What, isn't that
true?
Enough?
Yeah,
it's not.
We got a text saying gifts. The gift was the $20,000 4-hour party.
Yeah.
I do think that, like, nowadays, you know, brides and grooms do put together even a gift for, you know, their guests. Is there a party favor that you gave your guests? Is there a gift bag that you gave them? A lot of times it's for those guests that are coming from out of town. Like for us, it was like, you know, everyone had traveled. And we wanted to make sure they had a welcome bag. 855-444-6342. What did you get your guests at your wedding? It is the Brett Maga Show. Anyone out there hand out gift bags for your guests when it comes to your wedding? 855-444-6342. Anyone out there do anything that's cute, funny? I know that sometimes people hand out koozies to all the guests and they could use those. Mm-hmm. There's a reusable ones, things like that. Some of the gift bags, because AB's best friend, you, how many have you packed up now?
Like 70.
You've been helping all week?
Helping all week.
You're like, hands are...
My back hurts.
My back hurts. Like, you better appreciate these. Some of the cute ideas out there are like snacks. People do appreciate the snacks because that's what they're doing. They're doing like candies.
And hers, like favorite candies and snacks and stuff like that.
A couple of them that I really liked was hangover kits. Like, because they just want to go to the party. And you think you're not going to need it. And then all of a sudden, like, oh my God, thank God there was like Tylenol and all the stuff that I would need,
liquid
some water,
IV.
Liquid IV in a back. Like, you know what? Thanks. That came in clutch. Other ones that people really liked, if you have a lot of people traveling, that's why I said most people do it because Kevin was saying, oh, the open bar is my gift to you. I can't give you a gift bag, but there is people that have to travel from out of town, aunts, uncles, cousins. Is when those people do travel, if those get a specific ones, is either local treats, like these are our local. local places that we
Yeah, awesome.
And or a local like map guy. Like, hey, if you're going for the staying for the whole weekend, there's a lot of downtime. Check out these couple of restaurants and places in a cool map in a fun, cute way.
Abby and I went to a wedding this year in Oklahoma, and we traveled there. And the couple that got married did give us a gift bag that had like all things Oklahoma themed. They gave us a map. They gave us like Oklahoma's best snack. I'm pretty sure there was like, yeah, local coffee from a coffee shop there. Soda that was made in Oklahoma. It was awesome.
Her family's from Mexico, so everybody got like a full jar of salsa and a huge like family bag of chips.
Best salsa too, probably ever. Yeah, it's so good. And the last one I thought was really cute is because everyone knows there's some downtime in between, you know, the ceremony and, you know, the reception.
Right.
And party starting kit. We know you're waiting for that open bar that Kevin wanted. Here's a couple of drinks to get you going. Party starting kit. Happy Red Cup Day. Why don't you go out there and get your red usable cup from Starbucks and hang out with us here on the Brad Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Adele is entering a new era in her career. I'll share with you what that is next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Adele is entering a new era. She's actually becoming an actress. So Miss Adele is set to star in a new film called Cry to Heaven, which will follow the original novel by Anne Rice. It's like a little, like, adaption of it. And so not only is this Adele's first film that she's going to be like acting in, it's also going to be the first time in a hot minute that we'll have Tom Ford be directing a movie again. It's been almost a decade.
It's crazy.
But this will all be ran by him. Huge film. Adele's going to be starring in it. It's actually set to start filming in London like pretty soon. And they're aiming right now for a fall 2026 release date. So we might get this like fairly soon, but it seems to be this like whole big production following the Anne Rice
novel. You know if she gets to sing in this?
I was going to say, I wonder if we'll get a music from Adele.
I'm sure there'll be something of her soundtrack.
What's crazy about this is Adele historically is the hardest yes to get in the music industry.
Yes.
Like she says no to everything, interviews, making music. She's just rare to get anything. To see her venture out, because she's someone who doesn't even like to go on tour because she is so shy. And really struggles with any kind of anxiety with putting yourself out there publicly, which is so interesting. To her to like venture out and try something artistically, like movies, is so interesting. Well, I think she'd be awesome.
Yeah, to me that makes it really seem like it's a passion of hers. Like I don't think that she would follow just like random management being like, hey, be in this movie. Like I think for her being so shy and reserved and private, like her being in a movie probably is because she truly wanted to be.
I've seen Adele in concert, and without a doubt, the funniest person I've ever seen in concert.
And really?
It's a crazy statement. Yeah. She's probably one of the most talented people singing, but literally, I left her concert saying I couldn't tell if that was a stand-up comedy show or her just doing ballads in between. She is absolutely, she talks in between every single song because she's nervous, and her nervous energy is absolutely so organically funny. It is absolutely ridiculous. So I think she would be a great actress.
She was great on SNL a couple years ago.
Yes. Oh my God. You know, she tells a story about SNL, and then it's absolutely hilarious and super inappropriate about behind the scenes of SNL while she does her concert. It's crazy. She's hilarious.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can figure out the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. This happens to 76% of college students at one time or another.
I think that they get to class and realize they forgot their backpack.
Got to go back because I forgot the book for it. Got the backpack.
I think they locked themselves out of their dorm room.
Locked themselves in the dorm.
That's probably happened to everybody. It might be less than 76%. That seems like a lot, but I'm saying change their major because I changed. I went through three majors.
Did you go through them?
Yes.
What ones were they?
I started in business and then I went to communications, I think, and then I ended up in journalism.
Should have stayed with business.
Yeah.
This happens to 76% of college students at one time or another. What is it? 855-444-MEGA. No one got it right, so you could still figure it out. 855-444-6342. If you think you could figure out what 76% of college students do at one time or another.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's take a look and see if anyone figured out the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. This happens to 76% of college students at one time or another.
All right. Laura texted in and said going to the wrong class on the first day.
No.
Like you mix up where they are.
Sit down. They're like, hey, this is History 101. Like, oh, what the hell?
Hattie texted in and said you get to the right class, but then you sleep through the whole thing.
That's probably happened to most college kids.
Augie says you just don't go to class. You just skip class. And then Dave says that you go to class intoxicated.
It's not class. It's go broke.
What college kid is not broke?
76% of kids have to call their parents to say, yeah, I'm broke. I need some money. Like, we don't have anything left. Happens to almost all of them.
That was 100%.
There is drama when it comes to AB's makeup for this wedding. And we're going to get into it next on the Brett Mega Show. There's a few certainties in life. And one of them is when it comes to weddings, there will always be some sort of drama. Mm-hmm. It is the Brett Mega Show. And AB has experienced some of this makeup wedding drama. If you haven't been following along, there's been a lot of strongly suggestion text messages, word phrases to AB that she doesn't know how to do her makeup.
Yes. People are not trusting me to do my own makeup for this wedding. And it's not that I'm going to look like so bad and terrible and I do my makeup horribly. It's just that I don't really like do it up as much as you would for such a big event.
That's what they're telling you.
Right.
Yeah. She just is very light, simple, clean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
She's not bad at it. You should have someone do it.
And the number one person that is very nervous about my makeup is my friend Molly. And she's very good at makeup, so she offered to do mine for the wedding. So I was like, okay, let's do a little trial run. We did it a couple days ago, and I hated it.
Oh. Did you tell her?
It was like an awkward, she did it, and then my friend Elizabeth was there, so she came over to look at it, and I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the bride. And she just kind of like was trying not to laugh a little bit, and I was like, okay, this can't be good. So then I go and I look in the mirror. I just didn't look like myself.
So when makeup Molly over here,
yes,
who's got such strong opinions on the makeup, did she think, voila, finally you look good? What was she thinking after she looked at her painted canvas?
I think she thought it looked good.
Ding. So what are you going to do on wedding day?
Right. I don't know. We haven't discussed it since that day.
Does Molly think she's doing your makeup?
I think she thinks she's doing my makeup.
You gotta say something to her.
You do. You need to tell her that Brett and I are stepping in.
Like, Molly, did you get advice from Brett and Kevin? Because this is how it looks. Did it really look that bad? Do we have a picture of it?
Yeah, we posted it on our Brett Mega Show Instagram.
Okay, let me take a look.
Bit hard to see exactly what it looks like in the picture. What I will say, the one thing Hannah warned me about was do not go too dark on the eyebrows.
Oh my God! This is you!
Stop it! And she went too dark on the eyebrows. For sure, my eyebrows will not be done for this wedding. I have great eyebrows. I'll give myself that. I don't need to do anything to them. But so she thinks she's doing my makeup. I think I'm doing my makeup.
Okay, I think you have two options. I think either A, you need to just tell her, like, hey, I'm going to do my own makeup. Thank you for giving me the trial. Or B, you better have a list of critiques or things that you want different that you can tell her.
No, right. Molly seems like she knows a lot more than you, AB. She's got strong opinions on it.
She definitely knows more about me than makeup. But I went to my parents' house right after to show everyone the makeup, and everyone was like, no.
I mean, you look terrible.
No. I don't
I say
look
that
good.
The nicest way possible.
Look like me.
It does look.
It doesn't.
I'm 99% joking, so people will follow us on Instagram to see if we're lying. Brett Mega Show on Instagram if you want to see. It does not look like you.
Yes.
It does look weird.
Yeah, but the difficulty is you don't wear a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
So when somebody puts makeup on you, it does look different.
And that's what
Did
I thought.
Did you ever put lipstick on a pig? That's the same, you know?
Brett, I was like, maybe I'm just not used to it. But I had it on for like 2 hours, and when I would go to the bathroom and look at myself in the mirror, I was scared.
She looks like she did the makeup for The Dark Knight, for the Joker, you know?
Wish me luck, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.